The second question, Mr. Foster, is why are there differing views on the Lord's second coming?
Well, there are quite a number of answers that could be given to that question. I think it's worth our noting that when the Saviour was answering the questions of the disciples in Matthew chapter 24, answering specifically questions about his second coming, the first thing he said was, "Don't be deceived," which would, to me, indicate that it was a branch of theology around which deception would gather. And that tempts me to go on as to why, of all branches of theology, this particular subject should be the target of deception, but I'll not go down that road, but simply ask you to note that. Now, another thing, there are many, if not all, of the doctrines of the Bible that are surrounded by deception. Just as moths cannot resist a candle, so the devil cannot resist when a doctrine of truth is presented. He comes to it to dispute, to confuse, to set people wrong. And while people seem to think that the doctrines in the Scriptures setting forth the second coming of Christ has produced much confusion, I would ask you just to bear in mind that church history and the world today, the Christian world today, is filled with differing views on the Trinity, on Christ, on the Scriptures, on the Atonement, on the resurrection, on baptism. And there's not a branch of theology, but you will find a multiplicity of ideas. So, it would be wrong to get into your head that the teaching of the Bible concerning the second coming of Christ is particularly surrounded by confusion and differing views. That is not the case. That is not the case. It is the case because of the devil. The devil, after all, can read the Bible as well. Indeed, I would be inclined to think he can read it a whole lot better than most of us. And there's one thing he knows from prophecy, is that his doom is recorded there. His destruction is recorded there. And if I might translate it into the world of politics, if a party during a general election somehow or other came upon the fact that they were going to lose the election, there's one thing they would do, and that is not let you know that. They'd hide that from you. And the devil wants to hide from the world what is going to happen to him. Of course, I would be inclined to think the devil doesn't believe what the Bible says about him will happen. But he certainly doesn't want you to read about it and understand it. And for that reason, there have been all sorts of views launched and promulgated amongst men. It's a chief truth of the Bible, and for that reason, it has chiefly drawn the attacks of the devil.